This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The sun also rises on those who fail the call.
Final segment with Andrew and Torba. Hopefully you can join me for a special Saturday broadcast that we do with Michael Malice. But I wanted to raise this. Globalist technocrats to hold Bilderberg-style secret meeting in Idaho this week. I was saying next week, but this week's already here. Time moves so fast as you get older. And they're meeting in Idaho. NPR called it the summer camp for billionaires in the intensely secretive organization. And there they are, all setting up their whole operation. Global Centocrest hold Bilderberg secret meeting in Idaho this week. You know, I'm tempted to jump on a plane and get there right now. Your comment on that, Andrew Torba, talk about a monopoly. There it is. And then other key things. What's coming to Gab next, and how do we support Gab?
Yeah, so, I mean, this meeting is you know, the cool kids club, right? This is where they decide, you know, how they're going to handle stifling people who are talking about things that they don't want them talking about. You know, we've seen these style of meetings before the election, and they're probably gearing up for 2022 censorship, if I had to guess, and narrative crafting at these type of things. But in terms of Gab, we have a lot on the table. So for the past 5 years, we've been working on defending and protecting free speech online. Now we're working on building free markets. So we have Gab Pay, which is our PayPal alternative that is currently in beta testing. We're kind of dog fooding it, using it as our own payment processor for ourselves right now. But, you know, over the course of the next several months, we're going to be rolling this out to all of our users to be able to create an account, hook up their bank account, and then send money to one another. It's going to be a game changer for censorship online, especially financial censorship. Just yesterday, Alex, we got banned from another bank ourselves, which I think is the fourth or fifth this year alone, under what is likely Operation Choke Point from the Biden administration. Of course, we had no problems with banks for the entire Trump administration, and all of a sudden Biden gets in the office and we've been banned from four or five banks over the past several months. You know, there's a lot else going on. We have Gab Ads, which we're working on. There are so many small business owners. There are so many, you know, alternative media outlets and people who just create things and build things and have services and want to get in front of the Gab community. So that's the next big thing that we're coming out with, is the ability to have small business owners, you know, media outlets, whoever wants to really be able to advertise on Gab and reach a very big audience of about 20 million people every month. So those are the two big things that we're working on right now, is really creating a free market on top of the free speech platform so that we can build our own economy separate from, you know, the woke global homo economy that is shutting people down and is pushing all of this propaganda in our faces 24/7.
Well, that's right. I'm reading about this big tech Bilderberg meeting. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, close advisors to then President Trump, attended the meeting in 2017. And they're getting all these big tech deals themselves while they, behind the scenes, try to pressure the former president to make you censor free speech on Gab. I mean, it's really simple what these guys have done. And it's very, very dangerous. It's un-American. And now they've suppressed known treatments for COVID-19, making them all accomplices to genocide and violations of the Nuremberg Code.
Well, you know, what I say is, if you're on Gab, you're essentially living in the future. And it's the same thing. Like, if you watch InfoWars, you're living in the future, right? All the things that are coming out now, you know, we knew and we were talking about, and people on Gab were talking about, you were talking about, over a year and a half ago, right? The Wuhan lab stuff and the hydroxychloroquine stuff. All of these things people were talking about and were surfacing on Gab, on InfoWars. So, you know, if you're watching InfoWars, if you're on Gab, congratulations, you're living in the future. And that's the power of the free flow of information, and that's the power of free speech, and that's why what we're doing is so important, so people can be informed and not told, you know, by these oligarchs and by these, you know, four or five media companies, four or five big tech companies, what truth is.
Well, I remember back in the day when they said Bilderberg didn't exist, we had to prove it exists. Now they admit these globalists are meeting in secret. Maybe I should get on a plane today and interview you via Skype live from this event in Idaho. Maybe I should. I'm serious. This kind of snuck up on us. I've been looking for a place to draw attention to Bill Gates. All right, Andrew Torba at Gab. You're amazing. Everybody should go there and get involved. today and also follow our pages. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, Alex. God bless.
There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal high-quality iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I got a lot of serious news to cover here today. We've got all the attempts to push forced inoculations and the rest of it unfolding. And the elite of, quote, big tech are meeting in secret to, of course, roll out their next big lockdown, their next big system to force us onto AI to only communicate via Zoom and Skype and all these systems so they can surveil us. They're meeting right now. I'll be telling you about that coming up here in a moment. But I thought, let's have some fun. This is a video that's going to be the featured video up on Band.video. Proof aliens want to rule the world. That was the joke title Rob Dew gave, but I gave it. Global exclusive. Aliens interviewed on CNN. It's pretty hilarious. And, of course, it is satire. The CNN will probably say that we're being serious. But this is actually what Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy had to say. We just had a little fun with it. So it's interesting for radio listeners, but really funny for TV viewers. So I suggest you go watch the video. It's the featured video at band.video. That's a band URL blocked on Twitter and Facebook. So you need to search Free World News, right there in the corner, right up there, freeworldnews.tv, and then share that link. You're doing a great job sharing it, folks. It's having a big effect. Here it is. World exclusive, aliens reveal themselves on CNN. Here it is.
Choose your own reality culture is pervading every corner of American life. Choose your own reality. If you want to believe that the pro-Trump riots of January 6th were instigated by the feds, you can choose a show that claims that is true. You can choose a TV star who claims it's real. Carlson is a conspiracy monger, but he's far from the first. As my colleague Oliver Darcy pointed out this week, Carlson is sounding more and more like InfoWars host and notorious conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. You can hear the similarities.
The NSA has been reading our emails.
It's not that I think the government spies on me. It's admitted that they do.
It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine.
Everybody's got family that got killed or got sick from a vaccine.
So FBI operatives were organizing the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, according to government documents.
It is overwhelming, the evidence that criminal elements of the federal government provocateured and staged January 6th.
All right. Oliver Darcy is back with me. I think the sound speaks for itself. Is it a stretch to say that Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones?
It's not a stretch, Brian. Tucker Carlson is the new Alex Jones. If you watch Tucker Carlson's program and you watch Alex Jones's program, they might differ a little bit in antics and in the way they deliver their message, but that message to viewers is consistent, and it's pretty identical. Whether it's talking about vaccine conspiracy theories, false flag conspiracy theories, deep state conspiracy theories, the messages that Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are sending are the same. They seem to see eye to eye on the biggest issues that they talk about every single night.
Don't blink. Don't even blink.
Do we know anything about their relationship, whether they have one? Because let me play two back-to-back sound bites. One is of Tucker sympathizing with Jones, but the other one has Alex Jones basically saying, hey, yeah, I'm going to let Tucker present this January 6th conspiracy theory first. I'm going to let Tucker present the inside job theory because he's going to do a great job with it. And when I heard that, I thought, are these two guys in cahoots? Like, are they friends? Do they communicate? Let's listen to these two sound bites and then we'll talk about it.
I made the decision not to get into this until it broke on Tucker because I thought he'd do a better job than I did. He did. He did a great job in 15 minutes.
Why do we laugh at Alex Jones again? Sincere question.
Are they bros? What do we know about the relationship?
It does sound like they're talking to each other, right, Brian? Look, you don't have to take it from us. Just listen to that clip you played of Tucker Carlson. He's basically saying that he doesn't think that that Alex Jones's views are out there, that they're crazy. Evidently, he thinks that they're legitimate and should be debated, and he's bringing them up on his own show. And Brian, this matters because these far-right conspiracy theories, they used to be confined to the InfoWars section on the internet. You used to have to seek them out. I'm not that old, but I remember when the Republican Party and Fox News mocked Alex Jones and said, that guy is crazy, we're not going to touch that sort of stuff. But now, Fox's face is effectively Alex Jones. The de facto leader of the Republican Party is touting the same stuff that Jones touts on his show.
And Fox remains silent about what would be, if true, an abuse of power. If the NSA is actually reading Tucker's emails, then that's really disturbing. But for some reason, Fox hasn't condemned the NSA. They haven't demanded an investigation. They haven't called for congressional inquiry. Like, Fox hasn't said anything. It's like they don't believe him.
CNN ratings today, low watermark this week. On Monday, not a single show cracked 1 million viewers.
That full report's at band.video. Nick Fuentes is coming up. World exclusive. Aliens reveal themselves on CNN. It's a funny video where we manipulated their heads, look like aliens. It's pretty ridiculous. Hey, I didn't have time to get into this yet. It's our top story today. But I'm going to cover the Davos group and their move towards total censorship and the big Davos secret meeting going on right now in Idaho. That's coming up later. We're going to have all those articles and documents for you on that front and what the contact traces are about and how this is the rollout of martial law. But here we are from last year, several clips, first at Psaki, you sang this yesterday, but several clips laying out the fact that they are coming with door-to-door forced inoculations. Here it is.
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
Two, they are establishing Maoist-style brigades across Europe and the United States that will be the general public in uniforms enforcing forced inoculation. They're going to use peer pressure to do it, and they're going to use a medical tyranny because they can claim that it's, quote, ideological. Now, this is exactly what I would do if I was going to be taking over like this. National brigades coming to forcibly inoculate you and your family, reporting and tracking with dogs that, quote, smell COVID. Oh, but it's not political. It's for everyone's safety, but it's the Democrats and the WHO with all their fake models and all their lies and Fauci running the lab. Congress introduces bill to allow government to mass test Americans for COVID-19 in their homes forcibly. And ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the bill number, shall I? 6666. Just like that, world governments announced forced inoculations, implantable microchips, tracer teams to come inspect your home. And now 60 plus days later, it's like, oh, this is never going to end. And we're going to come to your house. They now are. I have the articles. And we're going to forcibly inoculate you. This will be true warfare, economic, cultural, and then physical. The rollout of secret police, arrest teams, contact tracers. It's all official. Now everything we warned of is now out in the open. Indian towns that refuse the inoculation, because the town elders are, there's video throwing out the UN injectors, they're having their power cut off for not taking the voluntary injections. And it's all over the news that they're going to start doing similar things here in the United States. They're announcing, according to your phone number and who you are, they're going to come to your house if you haven't been shot up. Remember the contact tracers? Remember the Clinton Global Initiative last year? Now they're coming to your house because you haven't had the shot. And in the future, they're going to come and drag your ass out. Woo!
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, 125 years ago or so, Cecil Rhodes published several big books. You can go out there and look them up. You can even buy them today. And he wanted the British Empire model to go worldwide but be corporate so there wasn't a flag over it. And he talked about the different things they needed to control people. A world court, a world army, a license to be able to travel, a license to be able to do business. And they could have a centralized world government through corporations combining their forces together. Well, now the Patriot Act that we warned of 20 years ago is used against the American people. And now you've got members of Congress and others on no-fly list. No judge, no jury. You can't get on an airplane. Not a watch list where they harass you. Can't get on an airplane. And now Pelosi says, oh, I'm announcing just a new federal bureaucracy, a new Praetorian Guard that will set up offices all over the country, starting in California and Florida. It's already happening, that are going to hunt down critics of Congress after the great insurrection. And the calls for arrest of myself and Nick Fuentes only intensifies. So Nick Fuentes is in Texas today. And could Nick Fuentes fly here from his native city of Chicago? And the answer is, well, he'll give you that answer. But a real cherry on top, they're trying to shut down Gab because it's like the rest of the internet was just 4 years ago, 3 years ago, allows everybody on there as long as you're not being illegal or porn or threats of murder. And now even the governor of Texas wants to shut down. The ADL wants to shut down. Well, Nick Fuentes, America first, because he's articulate and he's smart and he's popular. Well, is he allowed to fly? Because, you know, several months ago, he tried to fly to Florida in a big tech demonstration calling for the governor to pass a law, which he did, which a federal court just overturned, by the way. Nick was just trying to fly to exercise his First Amendment. You know, America's not a police state. Well, was he able to fly to Austin? Nick Fuentes, great to have you in studio.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks for having me. To answer your question, no, I was not allowed to fly down here to Austin. And that's right. This all started in late April. I tried to get down to Florida for a small demonstration. We planned to do a press conference to demonstrate in favor of Governor Ron DeSantis' big tech law. And I found out the day of, I arrived at the airport early in the morning, tried to get on the plane, tried to actually couldn't even get a boarding pass, tried to get my boarding pass, and was told at the security gate that I wasn't allowed to fly. And I tried three different airlines, two different airports throughout the day, different destinations. And the answer was the same. I called the TSA and they told me that they don't even confirm or deny whether or not you're on the list. You just basically have to assume if you can't fly.
That's total Kafka-esque where you'd like, this is a social credit score.
Yes, it's no different. It's no different than what they have in China. And conservatives in particular will talk about the atrocities against the Uyghurs, and they'll talk about the social credit system in China. But what we have here is no different. In China, if you criticize the government, they prevent you from buying train tickets, plane tickets. They prevent you from having access to credit or things like that. It's no different than in America right now. And particularly with the Capitol rioters, they just announced that they're going to ban people who are charged in connection with the Capitol from Facebook. They'll ban people who are saying that it was a false flag operation or that the federal government was involved.
Or if your lawyer goes on your Facebook and says, hey, Jenny didn't go in. They waved her in. She didn't know. You're not allowed to defend yourself in public. You've got to be railroaded.
Right. And it's getting this way with everything, not just the private sector, not just with big tech, but now it's with the government, too. Now it's the no-fly list. It's DHS. It's the Capitol Police.
Which is the definition of fascism, the merger of corporate and state power.
That's right. And it's creating a totalitarian police state in America for anybody that opposes the status quo, anybody that speaks out.
Which is the we spa, a mainly Korean spa, where an Anglo man with a beard and large genitals went into women's bathrooms and pulled his genitals out. The women covered themselves, called police. The police said, that's good what you saw. So, see, they'll be put on no-fly list, I guess, next, because their six-year-old daughter saw it. That's normal, you see.
Right, yeah. Anybody that's against that apparently is now an enemy of the state, a terrorist. And that's the kind of language.
And Antifa came out and beat them up. Oh, I forgot that part.
Right, yeah. They came out and beat up. And these were, by the way, these weren't like hardcore, even conservatives, I don't think. These are people offended by something.
Oh, no, these Asians said we're Democrats. We don't even know, but they beat them up.
You, right.
They're like, imagine being Antifa, put on their black capes. Oh, my God, you don't want your six-year-old in the shower seeing a man's Johnson. We're going to beat you up. And there's video of them beating him up.
Yeah, if you don't want to be molested, if you don't want your kids molested, Antifa's going to come and beat you up with a baseball bat. And you're right, they're Asian and Democrats. It's not even like these are hardcore Trump supporters or, you know, you the conventional adversary of Antifa. These are people that they purport to want to defend. And that's almost the worst part about this as a police state, is it's a police state in favor of the most insane, perverse, evil stuff that there is. They're enforcing it.
It's like a cartoon. It's like a hallucination. It's like, this isn't real.
Right. It's like a gay police state. It's like a big gay queer police state.
Where it's like a gay pride parade, which is feces, cutting themselves, pooping everywhere. I mean, it's like, we're going to do this. You're going to worship it.
That's right. And if you don't, you go to jail.
Well, it sure went from let us have gay marriage to like suddenly like let us have your kids. Like it went from 0 to 1,000, like boom.
Right. Well, first it was no one's bothering anybody. They're going to get married and that doesn't affect you. And now it's state enforced homosexuality. It's in the schools. It's in the parades. It's on TV. It's in football. It's on the Super Bowl, social media. And increasingly, if you oppose it, now you're on the other side of the law. Law-abiding, conservative, Christian people are now terrorists, according to the government, if they oppose this stuff. So, you know, sometimes a police state might be like kind of cool. Like I look at Star Wars, I look at the Empire, and you could say, you know, maybe that might be a cool thing or something, still obviously wrong, but this is a tyranny in favor of something that's so disgusting and perverse.
This is a tyranny in favor of pooping in the street. Because remember, the mayor of Portland a while back said, oh, pooping in the street's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, San Francisco. It's the San Francisco, Portland, California, the big global homo police state, and we all have to live in it. Otherwise, you wind up like me, and you're on the no-fly list. They take your money.
And look at Antifa white dudes trying to attack a Hispanic guy that doesn't want men exposing themselves to children.
Right, yeah.
And he's the bad guy.
And that's the thing. People think that if you're liberal, they think if you go along with this that you're going to be protected. Nobody's going to be protected. I mean, obviously, you could see that. It's even moderate Democrats. It's people like Andy Ngo. Andy Ngo is like a liberal. Andy Ngo is not even white. He's up there in Portland covering Antifa, and they're trying to, like, decapitate this guy. I mean, they follow him to Colorado and hunt him down. And it's many people like this. And a lot of conservatives, I think, are under the impression that if you go along with it, if you just put your head down, if you don't speak out, if you're not too extreme, they'll leave you alone. And what we're learning is that they're not leaving anybody alone. And it's not just conservatives, it's liberals, too. It's only these people.
It's about rampaging empowerment and taking over. The litmus test is, let a big, fat, obese man in clown paint have your child bounce on their knee, or we're going to arrest you. Because if you'll put up with that, or naked men in showers with six-year-old girls, you'll do anything. It's a litmus test.
That's right. It's about humiliation, and it's about control. I think that's ultimately the end game, is about demoralization.
By the way, let's B-roll when we come back. We got like hours of this. The black woman marching with all the white guys wearing masks. And again, if that randomly happened, who cares? But it's all the image of the big black woman and all the white guys wearing their masks. She's not wearing the mask. It's a symbol of slavery, like a dog collar around somebody's neck.
That's literally it. Yeah, it is slavery. And what
she's chanting is, and it just goes on and on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you see these parades, and that's what it is. They're marching around, and they're demonstrating their control over us. That's all that is. And that's why it's actually, you know, for...
Hold on. Stay there. Nick Fuentes in studio. Had to drive here on no-fly list. Think about that.
The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine. It'll blow you away. On sale right now. X2, the deep red crystal iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, deep red crystal iodine, and two other types, just some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Right now. And as we speak, Big Tech is meeting in Idaho at their, quote, summer camp for billionaires to decide the next pandemic they want to release, the next lockdown, the next censorship, the next attack. This is true fascism that we are dealing with here. And Nick Fuentes is on a no-fly list. He has a lawyer. They're going through a process before they can even file suit. They have to go through the bureaucracy. Moguls, deals, and Patagonia Vest, a look inside summer camp for billionaires. So they're all flying around on their private jets. The EU is passing a regulation where there's carbon taxes on all commercial flights, but not on private jets. I mean, these guys exempt themselves from every tax, every regulation. They're totally and completely ruthless. They're all in bed with the communist Chinese dictators. We now have Charlie Munger, who is Bill Gates' lawyer and one of the co-owners of Berkshire Hathaway, with Warren Buffett saying, I love communist China. I want to be like them. I want to be able to arrest any American we want. I played that yesterday. This is a tyrannical coming out, Nick Fuentes. And next segment, I've got a clip of official Chinese state media propaganda with a professor addressing the government in a huge arena saying, we control America through the U.S. elites. We are merging with America now. We have defeated the American patriots. Trump is gone. So say what you want. They're glad Trump is gone. I mean, this is incredible declarations of tyranny against us.
That's right. This is the takeover. And this is something that you've talked about for decades and people have been warning about for a long time on talk radio. And many people have seen this coming ever since George Bush said we had a new world order. They're finally going mask off and making their move, you know. If people thought this was like a doomsday prophecy or something like that, you could see it transpiring right now before our very eyes. And it's not just the government. It's the corporations, too. I think the lockdown and the COVID pandemic was basically that was the beginning. That was the initiation of maybe the closing stages of the takeover and of total control. Because what we have right now is a system where the people that dissent against the government, the people that dissent against the system are now being persecuted legally from the government. The elites that run the country, Jeff Bezos, the billionaires, multinational corporation owners and shareholders and people like that, they fly all over the country. They make up the rules. There's almost like a one-to-one correlation between what they want and what the government does. So we're living in it right now. It started with the pandemic. The election fraud was a part of it. The Capitol was sort of like the Reichstag fire. That's the pretext that they used to crack down on all political dissent. And over the next 4 years under the so-called Biden administration, the Harris administration, it's like the New World Order administration, that's going to be the period of consolidation of total power, total control by the globalists. I think this is like the last stand. If it wasn't 5 years ago, if it wasn't 20 years ago, we're living through it right now. This is where we have to start to come up with some solutions and stage some kind of last play here. Because honestly, we were out of time a long time ago. We're in the end game right now. We're in overtime as it stands.
Well, that's absolutely right. This is a new type of attack. It's not airplanes. It's not tanks. It's not troops at this point. It's economic. It's shut down your enemies. It's declare everybody non-essential. So they collapse. You expand. You get more powerful. You train the public to wear these dog masks over their faces. You teach them they're dirty and evil. You demoralize them. And then in their own documents, they admit all this. We have to get the public to understand going along complying now is complying with your own destruction. The system has broken the social contract. They're depopulationists who just use that as their excuse to be as greedy and hateful as they want. These are not free market folks. These are monopoly people.
The businesses are not free market. Absolutely. What we have now is like an oligopolistic system. It's not Main Street. It's not a lemonade stand. We're talking about total synchronicity between the government and the corporations. They all hate you, by the way, too. They're all working against you and your kids at the same time.
And let's explain that. For folks that aren't involved in business and procuring products, people don't know, but you know stuff isn't on the store shelves in a lot of areas, and stuff takes three times longer to get now. The globalists cut off all the trade, then they come in and selectively unfreeze it, and then they buy it up to shut down all their competition. So it's not free market. It is pure monopolistic predatory activity.
That's right. They blew up the economy. And, you know, I've talked about this on my show. They made it illegal for businesses to stay open. They told people, you have to go home if you're not essential. And what do they deem essential? Walgreens, Walmart, Amazon.
So none of the money went to the nail salon or the hair cutting place or the local small grocery store or to the mom and pop hardware store or to any of those places. It didn't go to the local restaurant. It all went through them by they doubled profits.
Right.
And so are they incentivized to do it again? You bet your ass they are.
That's the basis of the Great Reset. Wipe out all the economic activity, destroy all the wealth held by the working and middle class, and then redistribute it upward.
Which is part two of selling us out with one-sided trade deals to China and Mexico and everywhere else. I mean, this is just an extension you put. And so if we're going to put up with it, Nick, what comes next?
What comes next is basically what we have right now on steroids. You're already seeing it. We're living through like the Great Terror, but we're going to get to
this. This is the training wheels.
That's right. That's right. This is the training wheels. People, like you said, they're learning to wear the masks. They're learning to comply with the trannies in the nail salon and things like that.
Now they're learning to disappear when they come to your house, the contact tracers.
Yep, yeah, and when they go door-to-door to try to vaccinate people, this was the training. And guess what? America failed. It's very sad to see. But last year, they shut down the whole economy. They said everybody wears masks, fake pandemic. People went along with it. It's been over a year since all this started, and there's been, like, no major resistance outside of you and outside of me and other prominent conservatives voicing resistance against this.
And they're creating a rhythm. And so they kept pushing, resistance would form, we'd defeat them. But as soon as resistance forms, they let off so that next time people go, hey, just get over it, it'll stop later. And the next time it never ends.
Exactly. It's a pressure release valve. Now people are starting to get upset. So they say, okay, well, you know, you can come back out. But they're already talking about there's a new strain of the virus. They're talking about in Japan, they just declared a state of emergency before the Olympics. And before you know it, once people are ready to accept another lockdown, it's going to arrive. And
this is a permanent emergency. Mark that word down. The globalists call it the end of history via a permanent emergency. You are non-essential. And I should have gone to this thing in Idaho that's taking place. It's the real Bilderberg group meeting now. I can't. I'm locked down. I'm nailed down here. But I will tell you, next year we will go because we should see 100,000, a million people there protesting these individuals, because that's what they're scared of. They've never faced pushback, and these monsters, look at them, all white men, and they all finance the media saying white men are the devil, the white guy next to you, the local cop, blah, blah, blah. While they steal and rob the whole world and carry out starvation with lockdowns, they then tell you white people are bad, and overhead shot, please. And look at these guys, all a bunch of old white men with Brian Stelter there kneeling before them. Can you guys give me an overhead shot, please? I want to show TV viewers this. I guess our computer doesn't work. All right. Well, again, Nick Fuentes is here with us. But, I mean, there they all are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, but they're telling you how white men are bad all day long. Nick?
Yeah, those people are the enemies of mankind. You know, you see these protests outside, and what are people protesting exactly? People are protesting about partisan things. They're protesting about public policy. Look at Idaho, what's happening right now. Look at big tech. These are the people. These are the masters of the universe. These are the ones making up all the rules. And so it's about time that people start to sort of reorient and understand the nature of the conflict, which is not between the nominally right-wing people, nominally left-wing people. It's between the globalist elites that are turning our country into a police state.
Ultra-rich, out-of-control, Chinese slave camp running weirdos telling us we're not essential and we're all going to die, we should roll over and we're all racist. Screw them, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And millions of people should show up to their mansions and protest. Let them feel the heat. You know, it's so sickening to see people get out in the streets and protest everything else, everything other than the people that are the source of all the problems in the country. Let them protest outside Mark Zuckerberg's house or Bill Gates' house or something like that. Those are the people responsible for the lockdown, not, I mean, ultimately the government and things like that are
sure, but it's
it.
Big tech and the UN. They all wrote it. They did it.
Right, right. And everything else is just the enforcement mechanism. So we have to lay the blame at the feet of the people that are responsible for this. They never get named. They never get talked about.
And they think we're too dumb to mark our calendar and know where they are next year and go there and get in their face. Because they're the ones telling the Democrats, get in our face at gas stations, get in our face at the store. I don't want to get in their face violently. I want to get in their face and let them know you're a criminal, you run slave camps, and America is aware of who you are. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes. We'll talk about the China angle. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Imagine in the year 2021, if you're simply America first and believe in basic American Christian conservative capitalist values, you are banned from flying on an airplane. They don't give you a ticket. You can't go to a court. They just say it's secret under the Patriot Act, which is now, they tell us the main threat is white people, is Americans. And Nick Fuentes is on that no-fly list. And the message is simple from the globalists. Shut up and do what we want or you can't fly on an airplane. You can't have a job. You can't have a bank account. But once you give into that, you lose everything that made you free, and you become a slave. So those going along with this are in for a rude awakening because we've reached the point of collapse, of no return with this tyranny. Big article from Gateway Pundit on a Revolver article. This video actually came out about a year ago, but I'm glad it's getting attention now, or it came out right after Trump had the election stolen from him, I guess, 6 months ago. Video uncovered of Chinese professor claiming U.S. elites teamed up with China to take control of America. Professor D was addressing the big Politburo in the military, and he goes on in these incredible quotes to say, we control the core elite of America. We control their major bankers and Wall Street. Trump got in the way of that, but now that he's gone, we are continuing with the merger of China and the United States. Hell, why not read it? In plain and simple language, during the last three or four decades, we took advantage of America's core circle, he says, which came and opened up China. Wall Street has a very profound influence over American dominance and domestic and foreign affairs since 1970s. The Trump administration was a brief hiccup in our system, D said, because President Trump was not under the control of Wall Street or the Wall Street-aligned D.C. establishment. But this is the election of Joe Biden. He said business as usual could resume. In the U.S.-China trade war, they tried to help us. My friends in the U.S. told me they tried to help, but they couldn't. Now, with Biden winning the election, the traditional elites, political elites, the establishment, they have a very close relationship with Wall Street. He goes on to brag that China has dominated the United States. This is what's on Chinese TV. And I guess it gets more views if you say uncovered. It's like saying the Washington Monument was uncovered. They're on TV bragging. Here's another one. Americans finally agree on something. Most Americans believe someone other than Biden is running the show. Who is running the show, Nick Fuentes, and how do we counter this?
It's the people behind Biden. It's the entire American regime. It's the deep state. It's academia, multinational corporations. A lot of people look at the president and think he's in charge. Clearly, over the last 4 years, that wasn't the case under Donald Trump. It was the people in the West Wing. It was the people entrenched in the Pentagon and the agencies and the rest of the administration and in the party leadership that were running the show. And so if we really want to push back on what's happening in the country, it's not sufficient to say we're going to vote against Democrats in the next election. Although, of course, we will. It's not sufficient to say elect more Republicans or do partisan activism. We have to identify and name the people that are truly behind these edicts, behind these terrible policies and, you know, world changing kind of things that are going on. And we have to begin to push back and roll back their influence. I think the only institution where we can do that effectively is in the state governments at this point. And I think you see a model is beginning to emerge right now with Ron DeSantis in Florida. We elected Donald Trump in 2016. And what turned out is that he was actually isolated inside the White House. Putting him inside the White House, inside the Capitol, put him in a position where he was surrounded by enemies. Surrounded by and isolated by people that have been in Washington, D.C. for 30 years, people that know the system better than him, know the game better than him, have a clear and very active agenda at work right now. It didn't work. It didn't save the country. It wasn't enough. We're seeing an emerging model with Ron DeSantis where a lot of people love him. I think there are some bad people that love him, which is a little concerning to me, like Bill Kristol, for example.
Bill Maher likes him.
Right. Yeah. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag, but we're beginning to see that conservative Americans have power in a lot of the country. There are, I think it's 27 states with a Republican governor. There are over 25 states with Republican state legislatures. We have political power as conservatives. There's not just a separation of power between the White House and the Congress and the Supreme Court. There's a vertical separation between the states and the federal government. And so if the federal government in D.C. is totally compromised, totally entrenched, unbeatable with electoral math, we can look at these 26 states from Idaho all the way to Florida. And if we begin putting governors in power that are going to do things to resist D.C. and all the foreign influence that's happening in D.C., I think that that may be the most viable path forward to begin rolling back that influence.
But we must recognize as a people, not count on D.C., not count on media lead, but grassroots ideas of globalism, the New World Order, who wants open borders, who wants us to be like China. And now we have the Prime Minister of Canada, and we have British leaders and European leaders and other leaders and U.S. leaders and people like Bill Gates praising the Chinese model, Charlie Munger, saying we should be arrest whoever we want and don't like. These are really bad guys. These are villains trying to normalize their censorship, normalize their control. We have to organize as Americans and say, this is our country, you're not doing this, and realize they're wrapping their whole globalist slave camp corporate takeover in a rainbow flag that has nothing to do with two dudes in a building having sex together and everything with dominance and control. If Hitler would have worn a rainbow uniform, he would have won. If Stalin would have worn a rainbow uniform, he would have won. Because we think of like powerful evil guys wearing black or whatever. No, they wear pink sweaters, folks, and they do it so that they look non-threatening.
That's true. And they're evil. And they try to appear as non-threatening and as easygoing as possible. But you're right. And so when you recognize the foreign influence that's happening in D.C. from China and from other countries and even from non-state actors, too, from supranational organizations like the U.N. and even from non-state actors like multinational corporations, interest groups, once you recognize that the corruption is so thorough, so pervasive, it's entrenched. we have to build a totally parallel system of American patriots. I think in a lot of ways, the federal government is almost like it's totally controlled. We tried it with Trump. It didn't work. I don't know that getting...
Listen, they've made us outlaws. We have to break away and rebuild America again.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, the system's been conquered. And listen, the globalists aren't just taking over with monopoly. They're taking over with criminal action to shut down all their competition, even that submits to them, because it's all about centralization. Like Jack Ma, who just innovated, set up a company, so they arrested him and put him in a FEMA camp. I mean, they put him in a forced labor camp. I mean, that's it. And then our elites praise that. That's who they are. They would do that to us if they could. Charlie Munger said, I want to do in America what they do in China. I want to come back in the next hour with Nick Fuentes. By the way, I'm glad to hear you're in town. Last week I heard you were coming. Great to have you. Why are you in Austin? We love having you here.
Well, we're here on a road trip. We're taking stops all across the country, meeting up with America First Patriots. We're actually supposed to be in Phoenix for a fundraiser with Representative Paul Gosar, which came under intense scrutiny. But I said, you know, while we're in town, why don't we circle back?
Well, I'm honored to have you, and I'm glad you're here. And, you know, we're all Nick Fuentes. We're all Alex Jones. They're trying to ban us. They're lying about who we are, and it's not going to work, and it's good to have you here. We're going to... What do you want to hit in the next 15 minutes when we come back?
Why don't we continue on? I think we're on a good track here.
How long are you in Austin?
I'll be here until tomorrow morning.
Oh, man. I tell you, it's great to have you here while you're here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
You got to drive.
I love to drive.
That's I know I'm next. I'm like looking at you. This is so tyrannical. This is such BS. Classic empathy. I'm feeling sorry for him, and I'm upset because I know I'm next and you're next. That's what empathy's about, folks. Something these globalist psychos don't understand. That's why they get burned by their own tyranny. Separately, the only way we circumvent the censors is you spread the word, you share in the articles, you taking snips out of the show and put them on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, and you're doing it. Keep doing it. We are overriding the globalists thanks to you. You sharing the word is just as important as what we do on air. So I salute you and I thank you of every race, color, and creed who have red blood and love liberty. Whether you're a Christian, a Jew, a Muslim, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, gay, straight. If you love freedom and you don't want a post-human era, we're in this together. We also need your financial support. Plus, we have great products you already need. Destroyed free shipping is extended to Saturday, and it's ending. Double Patriot points. And we have the Deep Earth Crystal, our flagship product, X2, the good halogen. Learn about the iodine conspiracy for 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Actually, it's 40% off. It's about to sell out. And then we have 50% off on Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, BioTree Selenium, 50% off. We have the – oh, that's where I got confused – the Survival Shield X2 spray, which you're going to breathe, which you put in your mouth. It's the same as the stuff you take in a dropper. It is 60% off despite the fact we have a limited supply. It's going to take months to get more in, but we got to sell what we got, the Thunder Operation. So get X2 Survival Shield spray top bottle, 60% off. So Survival Shield X2 dropper, 40% off. See, when I'm wrong, I'm right. You average two together, it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and those will sell out in the next week or two, and that funds our operation. Last day for DNA Force Plus for 40% off, and Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, 40% off. Free shipping, double battery points, water filtration, 10% off, and so is Storable Food. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.